for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Authorities say a man drowned while running from Troy police after a traffic stop. Police say the man took off running and tried to swim away from officers in a private pond. The man then began to struggle. His body was recovered several hours later. Vandals hit a local church, leaving behind a graphic and vulgar message on a church bus and trailer. Montgomery police are investigating the incident at Eastern Hills Baptist Church. Church leaders say they have security cameras at the property. And education, infrastructure, and the quality of life are three areas Montgomery City and County leaders say they're focusing on right now. Mayor Todd Strange says the election of a new school board and the city's push to become a smart city are two recent examples of progress. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call TermBusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
When severe weather threatens, you need the most experienced and trusted names in weather.
This is a dangerous storm located
That's
here.
Why Blue Water Broadcasting's Rich Thomas Weather Network and the Alabama News Network have teamed up to bring you the most comprehensive weather coverage in the river region.
Horses have been evacuated, so people are in
the
in
river region's most experienced meteorologist, Rich Thomas.
And moving northeast at 55.
Along with Shane Butler's decades of experience, the two most trusted names in weather, together on the Alabama News Network and all Blue Water radio stations.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The feud between the president and the speaker of the house only getting worse.
President Trump grounds Nancy Pelosi's overseas trip.
I think the actions of the president were petty.
Rudy Giuliani grabbing headlines.
The president's personal attorney now says he doesn't deny that the Trump campaign may have colluded with the Russians in the 2016 election.
I never said there was no collusion between the campaign.
Stunning to report.
The Trump administration does not know how many children were separated during the family separation policy.
In New Mexico, a rescue underway after an avalanche buried skiers as well as snowboarders.
A hotel worker that a jury awarded more than $20 million because her boss made her work on Sundays.
From the Central Plains to the Northeast, heavy snow is forecast across the Midwest, with the Northeast getting the worst of it late Saturday through Sunday. A blast of Arctic air.
Rare and frightening sight.
The biggest great white shark on record was spotted in the waters off Oahu.
The 20-foot-long shark is more than 50 years old.
Looks good for 50.
Four times in my life, America's been at war. That's a tragic waste of lives. And it makes you realize how desperately the world needs a lasting peace. Just across the hall here in the White House is the Roosevelt Room, named after the two Roosevelts who served here, one a Republican, one a Democrat. Many decisions are made in that room. And often as I meet with my staff, I gaze up at the five service flags, each representing one of the five military services. And draped from each flag are battle streamers signifying every battle campaign fought since the Revolutionary War. Each ribbon a remembrance of a time when American men and women spilled their blood into the soil of distant lands. My fondest hope for this presidency is that the people of America give us the continued opportunity to pursue a peace so strong and so lasting that we'd never again have to add another streamer to those flags.
The Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
Hello. Stock market is up 331 points. Temperature outside is 61 degrees. And we got some cold. We have rain coming in. We got some cold coming in.
My plan is to stay inside and have some steak ready to go later in the night. And yeah, feel good.
Yeah, as I told you, they have the New York Strip Prime on sale.
I'll be picking that up tonight.
I'm gonna have to look it up. It looked really good. I went by and saw Mike, the new butcher man. Yeah, I'm gonna have to look that up. 272-9228, that's where we are. First time callers, please let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market, and then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Bar Market gift basket. What's in the gift basket? $60 worth of items that you select from on the Havoc Sweet Creek Farm Market. The Strip Prime is $10.99 a pound. Standing rib roast $9.99 a pound, and the Prime ribeye is $9.99 a pound. Ooh. I mean, I'm sorry, premium ribeye. Sorry,
okay.
It's not a bone-in prime ribeye, and that's bone-in, folks. Bone-in.
Man, it's going to be between that New York Strip and that Prime.
I tell you, that New York Strip and Prime is for $10.99. That's a bargain.
It's really, really good.
That's an outstanding. I think that's $6 off. So
now my choice is only, do I get that twice-baked potato, or do I get some, like, sweet potato fries cooked in the oven?
Sweet potato fries?
They're
Where do you get sweet potato fries?
Oh, they got them there at Fresh Market, I believe.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, I pulled a Joey.
Mm.
Vintage year. Had friend came over. Couldn't get a reservation. So I got carryouts.
Yeah.
So what did I get? What did I get?
You got the VY burger.
The VY burger, because they had never had it before. Wow. And I said, this is my treat. I'm doing it for you.
And with that Wagyu beef.
They absolutely loved it, with those great French fries, dipping them in the mustard mayonnaise. I tell you, and say, I can only eat half of one. And so I still have a half left over. Ha, ha, ha. I'll be reheating that in my new convection oven, which will really do a good job with that. Okay, let's see here. Yeah, I woke up last night, and I kind of felt like, you know, maybe I need to go take some medicine or something to kind of fight off something. Sort of my getting a little horsey at night, and took it. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning. Took it, went back to bed. Felt great when I woke up. I took an Airborne and my elderberry juice.
Yes.
Which I got to find online because I'm about to run out, as they would say, in the world here. Let's do this. Let's start out with NBC Nightly News. What you're going to do is you're going to hear the opener on it, a portion of the opener, all that is reflective of Trump. And then they're going to get into Peter Alexander and Trump pulling the aircraft on Nancy Pelosi. Listen in.
Breaking news tonight, an ugly new turn of the longest government shutdown ever after Speaker Pelosi threatened to cancel his State of the Union. President Trump postpones her secret visit to Afghanistan, pulling her military plane at the last minute. A never-ending fight with 800,000 families caught in the crossfire.
We're real families that need a real paycheck that my husband's working really hard for.
Also tonight, Rudy Giuliani's damage control after the president's lawyer tried to move the goalposts.
I never said there was no collusion between the campaign or between people in the campaign.
Yes, you
I have no idea if I have not. I said the president of the United States.
And another bombshell tonight about Michael Cohen, a bag of cash, a rigged online poll, and he's pointing the finger at the president.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Good evening. As hundreds of thousands struggle to get by on no pay, the people who could put them back to work seem more focused on power plays and retaliation. President Trump today, in an apparent move to humiliate Speaker Nancy Pelosi, canceled her military transportation for an official overseas trip at the last minute, a day after Pelosi threatened to postpone his State of the Union address because of the shutdown. Moves rich in political theatrics, but hardly amusing to those in the crossfire of this standoff. Our Peter Alexander has details.
Tonight, Democrats grounded, boarded on this bus, but going nowhere. Less than an hour before Nancy Pelosi and others were set to begin a planned trip overseas, including a secret stop in Afghanistan. President Trump writing the House Speaker, "I'm sorry to inform you that your trip has been postponed," calling it a public relations event, arguing the top Democrat should stay in Washington negotiating with me. The president's move, apparent payback for Pelosi's call to postpone the State of the Union address until after the government reopens. Democrats fuming.
I think the actions of the president were petty, mean-spirited, and beneath any president of the United States to take.
The president again today blaming Democrats for not negotiating.
The party has been hijacked by the open borders fringe within the party.
Pelosi's sensitive trip requires military aircraft, which the president controls, though he suggested today, if you'd like to make your journey by flying commercial, that would certainly be your prerogative. Peter Alexander, NBC News, the White House.
Okay, now notice how they did that, that they said that the spat was, they were doing the spat instead of working on closing government. Well, if Nancy Pelosi is in an airplane for 7 days and in foreign countries, how is she going to open up the government?
Right.
Now, they didn't ask that question. They didn't ask that. Because, in other words, it was guaranteed that the shutdown was going to last for another 7 days if she did go. And I think she actually is going to go. I think I read somewhere that she's going to take a commercial. Not going to be nearly as much fun. But see, that's the way they're playing this. It's always, remember, the news cycle is this. What did Donald Trump do wrong today? And that's it. They're always going to put this at his feet. Okay, so now Tom Costello is going to be talking about the impact of the shutdown. Not going to mention the fact that if Nancy Pelosi wasn't there, that this thing would last for 7 more days. Now, doesn't mention that.
This is Tom Costello walking a very thin financial tightrope tonight. IRS worker Crystal Kirkpatrick, air traffic controller Tyler Kennard, and TSA officer Tyrone Sharper. Crystal is now selling her own plasma for $50 to support her family.
It's kind of uncomfortable to do it. You're hooked up to that machine. They pull out your blood. They spin out the plasma and they pump it back into you.
Air traffic controller Tyler Kennard and his wife Becky are facing mounting bills, including regular hospital care for 3-year-old Tucker's immune deficiency disorder.
We're real families that need a real paycheck that my husband's working really hard for.
TSA officer Tyrone Sharper and his wife Ebony have a 7-month-old to support.
To say that TSA is important or that national security is important and then not to pay the people that are actually performing service as TSA agents, I think that's not right.
Among the departments and agencies going without funding, Homeland Security, State, Justice, Commerce, Interior, NASA, the EPA, the NTSB, Transportation, Agriculture, Treasury, HUD, and parts of the FDA. In the first 2 weeks of the shutdown, 10,000 furloughed government workers filed for unemployment benefits, while some have gone to extremes.
I mean, desperate times call for desperate measures.
More faces of the shutdown on day 27. Tom Costello, NBC News, Washington.
Now, these are being done in the order that they were presented on NBC News. So the next one is going to be Chuck Todd talking about the shutdown. Now, remember, we led the story with that he pulled the airplane. I wonder how many times Chuck Todd is going to mention the fact that if Nancy Pelosi was out of the country, they couldn't do anything for the shutdown. Let's listen in.
This is a good time to bring in Chuck Todd to talk about this. What is going on here? What's it going to take to bring the sides together?
Well, normal political pressure isn't working, right? Normally, you know, the vast middle, there's some sort of political pressure point and it breaks and these things get solved to compromise in the middle. We live in polarized times. Honestly, I think the only thing could do this, and I'm not calling for it, but it's almost a total and complete walkout of the TSA agents at every airport in America or the air traffic controllers. It is going to take something like that, because right now the incentive structure politically in Washington, believe it or not, is the more they've dug in, the more incentive there is to stay dug in. The bases of both political parties want to keep fighting. And so if you want to break the logjam, you have to probably impact every American.
Meantime, it's a crisis in a lot of living rooms today.
It's a real crisis. It's not just a political crisis. And that is something I think that the politicians aren't fully realizing.
Chuck Todd. Thank you, Chuck.
Okay, so it's a real crisis. It's a crisis. And it never dawns on them to say the fact that she would have left the country for 7 days, it would have remained a crisis. In other words, she was leaving and not being at the helm during a, quote, crisis. It amazes me that this type of logical thinking escapes them, but I know why it does, because they don't want it to be a logical thinking, critical thinking type thing. They want Trump to be wrong, everybody's miserable, and it's Trump's fault. It's not Nancy Pelosi's fault for leaving. No, it's not that. That what he did with response to that was just childish on his part. News Talk 93.1, going to be back. Dan Moore Show on Friday, right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
What better way to roll into the new year than in a brand new Kia from Brubaker Kia in Montgomery? This month only, you pay what we pay on all new 2019 Kias in stock. You pay what we pay on Kias like the Forte, a fuel-efficient ride with a spacious interior and user-friendly tech features. The Kia Optima, a mid-size sedan offering an upscale interior with luxury features. The Kia Sportage, the compact crossover with unmistakable style and agile handling. Or the Kia Sorento, a mid-sized SUV with third-row seating and a quiet and refined ride. It all come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Get rolling in style this year while you pay what we pay on all-new 2019 Kias right now at Brubaker Kia in Montgomery. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker. Plus tax, tag, title, and fees based on availability. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. All warranties and roadside assistance are limited. See retailer for warranty details. Offer expires January 31st.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
What inspires you to play that?
Oh, I've just been listening to a lot of Kiss, and then this is off the Paul Stanley solo album they put out under the Kiss brand. I love this song. Really do.
It is. I haven't heard this in a long time. That brings back memories there. The Young Yuppie. 272-9228, that's where we are. What year is that song, do you know?
78.
Yep, young Yuppie was me. Let's go to Urbanite. Urbanite, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hi, good afternoon, Dan. You know, I think what would be deliciously evil is when she goes out of town, that being Nancy, we wait about a day into the news cycle, and then we declare a national emergency.
He can do that.
I know. That would make it, I mean, the blowback on that would be comical. Because even if she wanted to get back here, she couldn't get back here for another 70, like 60 hours.
Yeah, no, and I think I read it correctly that she's going on commercial, but not all the
people. Oh, yeah, so it would make it even worse because I'm sure you don't have a plane flight to Afghanistan every freaking day. It's not exactly the most commercially viable trip on the Middle East.
Yeah, it would be a little dangerous going in there, too.
Yeah. All right. All right, then.
Thanks, Urbanite. Appreciate you. Let's go to the phones and go to T-Spear. T-Spear, T-Spear, how are you, my dear?
I am doing fine. I tell you what, this has been the best laugh that I've had in quite some time with the Nancy Pelosi scenario. I have a question. If she was going to be gone for 7 days, who is going to be here negotiating in good faith for the American federal worker?
Nobody. Because they can't.
In other words...
Yeah, I mean, she can't be. She's not going to let somebody call the house in order without her being here.
Thank you. So, in other words, she's abandoning them for another 7 days.
Exactly, and see, the press did not pick up on that at all. Even Fox didn't pick up on it. I was shocked, but they. I mean, you heard Chuck Todd. You're going to hear. You heard Peter Alexander. Their Paula Reed's going to be talking about some stuff, and they don't get this. If she's gone, then nothing can get done. Nothing can get done.
correct. I tell you what, I would have done anything to have been the chewing gum underneath the seat when she received the notice that her trip had been canceled. Can you imagine what the emotions were on that bus when that occurred?
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's like I said yesterday, I wonder what her first words were out of her mouth, and it was something along the line of that son of a...
Oh, yeah. A whole string of them. But she has basically told the Democratic population and the rest of this country and every one of the federal workers that they really don't matter. So these people need to fully understand and look at the situation that she has put them in. And they need to be addressing the problem where it lies. And the problem lies in the House of Representatives, and it lies with every one of the representatives that have decided to keep this country hostage. And, you know, the last time I checked, we didn't negotiate with hostage takers. Am I correct?
We don't as a policy.
Okay. She needs to keep that in mind. She needs to turn around and do the right thing for the American people and make sure that the American people are adequately protected as best as possible. If they don't understand that, then they have some more serious issues than just deciding that they don't like Donald Trump.
Yeah, this, let me tell you, this is so political. It's so much not about the people. So much not about the people.
Very much so. Well, y'all have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, my dear. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Let's do this. I've got the press does a montage on Pelosi when she said for Trump not to do the State of the Union. Listen how the press responds to Pelosi pulling the State of the Union.
Pelosi playing hardball.
She's playing hardball.
Speaker Pelosi flexing her constitutional muscle.
Nancy Pelosi flexing her muscles today.
This bold power play by Speaker Pelosi.
She's got a PhD in needling President Trump.
This is a move of exceptional cleverness and sadism in a way.
I mean, this is political genius.
She was showing that she's in charge. What a badass.
Wow. Okay, so that, no, again, we're playing these. They play, they all use similar language in here. Now, this is about Trump taking action against, for Pelosi and pulling her plane.
The president has responded in sort of a childish way, is the only way to describe it, to the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
This is a sort of a classic example of Trump kind of overreacting.
What Trump has done today, tactically inept, strategically nitwitted.
The only phrase that comes to mind is nanny, nanny, boo, boo.
Nobody who's ever traveled with a congressional delegation would think that this is funny or appropriate or cool.
News 93.1, that seat, was that treated fairly? Pelosi was brilliant. Trump was a little baby. Going to be back with Red Top right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter accuses his former attorney Michael Cohen of lying to reduce his jail time. But BuzzFeed News reports there's evidence besides Cohen's word that the president directed him to lie to Congress about negotiations for a Trump Tower in Moscow. Virginia Senate Democrat Mark Warner says he doesn't know if the story's true.
But it sure as heck explains why Michael Cohen lied in earlier testimony to our committee, and one of the reasons why he's being sentenced.
2 months for lying to Congress and 3 years for tax and bank fraud and campaign finance violations. The president's meeting at the White House with a top North Korean official.
A lot of anticipation is surrounding the visit of top North Korean nuclear negotiator Kim Jong-chol. Topic number one, a possible new summit involving President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Possibly being discussed, a location for a Singapore follow-up. The leading contender, reportedly, Vietnam.
Fox's Greg Palcott. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. More weather changes are right around the corner. For today, mostly cloudy, a mild day with a high in the mid to upper 60s. Cloudy tonight. There could be a shower late tonight. I'm talking about after midnight, wee hours of the morning, with a low temperature 50. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms, especially by the afternoon and into the evening hours. And Saturday night, high Saturday around 70. A few of the storms could be on the strong side. Keep our weather app handy. It'll turn windy and sharply colder late Saturday night into Sunday as Arctic air pours into the area. Sunday's high temperature may only be in the low 40s, but the wind chill will make it seem more like the 30s. Monday morning's low, maybe 26. Wind chill factor in the teens. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, Montgomery, this is attorney Sarge Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills vs. Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show. Noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are.
100 ships a day.
Let's go to Red Top. See how Red Top's doing on this lovely day. Red Top, welcome aboard.
I'm sitting in a good spot. You know where it is?
Where?
Sweet Creek.
Really? What are you doing down there, big guy?
Oh, man.
Gouda cheese.
Smoke Gouda, dude. I would like to make... I'm still very concerned about the caller who came and got the two-ton toxic chocolate cake. We haven't heard from him yet.
That's true.
Somebody needs to go wake the boy up. I hope he makes it.
He's probably comatose right now.
That's right, man. I mean, I quit just in time.
You did. We thought you were going to be in a cake shock.
Yes. Well put. I'll have to remember that two-ton toxic chocolate cake here. I've got a great suggestion for all the Democrats that want to go. C-130, a parachute, and a damn one-way ticket to Afghanistan. Just drop them off. If they want to go there so bad, just drop them right in there. They can just have all the fun they want.
I like that.
And, yeah. And I couldn't help but thinking, I heard your story about the marching bands and Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
Was that yesterday or day before yesterday?
I believe that was yesterday.
That was really a good story. I have a suggestion for you.
Yes, sir.
A book. of these stories about the Reagan years, and I have a name for it.
What?
The Advance Man.
a book title and movie title has been used too many times.
The Advance Man?
Yeah. They're actually...
No, I ain't Mason, never heard of no book named that.
Mason was going to do that. He was talking to us about stories and things like that, and he was going to do a movie called The Advance Man.
Oh, I think you'd make a great one with the Mission Impossible theme.
Oh, yeah. Or no, actually, my Wheels Up song.
Wow. Well, okay. But it was a good story, and I'm sure you have hundreds of them.
Yeah, so. I tell you what, I kind of made a pledge that we made a pledge that we wouldn't do that. And a guy named Jim Kuhn, who was an advanced guy who later became the personal aide of the president, the body man, he did write a book for it. And he still kind of gets shunned to this day by the old guys.
Oh, okay. I didn't know y'all had this secret pack. So, anyway, it was fun to hear, man. Y'all guys have a good weekend. We're going to be cold, hot. Wet, dry, so.
Yeah, let me tell you something, folks. You better, and James Cole told me to tell you this, better make sure your faucets are wrapped up, because at 22, you can do some damage here.
Oh, yeah, they'll start popping. They sure will. So, yes, wrap them up, folks. Y'all have a great weekend, and I'll talk to y'all next week.
Enjoy Sweet Creek.
Thank you.
See you, buddy. Let's go back into kind of storytelling time here. And let's do, Haley Jackson is going to be talking about Rudy and Cohen. Now, this is a different NBC Nightly News. This is a different Cohen story than what came out today, which is intriguing to me.
Yes.
Because of the timing of this. And I'm going to play a cut for you in a little bit. I think it's going to reveal the hand. Let's listen to Haley Jackson.
As the shutdown drama goes from bad to worse, the president's lawyer is doing damage control of his own after Rudy Giuliani went on national TV and appeared to try to move the goalposts on the question of collusion. With more, here's Haley Jackson.
The president's lawyer is now shifting his story, insisting Donald Trump did not collude with Russia, but leaving open the possibility his campaign did.
I never said there was no collusion between the campaign or between people in the campaign?
Yes, you
I have,
have
no idea if I have not. I said the president of the United States.
That directly contradicts what the president has said repeatedly about collusion between the campaign he led and the Kremlin.
There was no collusion with the campaign. There was no collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russian people. There has been no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russians, or Trump and Russians.
Giuliani, asked to explain his stunning comment, says he was not changing his stance, telling NBC News, "I represent the president." He added, "If you say to me tomorrow someone in the campaign colluded with the Russians, well, okay, that person did, but we didn't know about it, and I don't know of any such person." Democrats, skeptical.
And he appears to acknowledge collusion between the campaign and the Russians. If that's what others have taken from it, that's what I took from it. That's quite an admission by the president's own lawyer.
And do you find that disturbing?
Of course it is.
Giuliani also says the president did not tell his former lawyer to try to rig early online campaign polls. The Wall Street Journal reported Michael Cohen paid a tech firm to try to make Donald Trump look better in polling just before he announced his presidential run in 2015. Cohen today tweeted, "What I did was at the direction of and for the sole benefit of President Trump. I truly regret my blind loyalty to a man who doesn't deserve it." Hallie Jackson, NBC News, the White House.
Okay, let me tell you what they're kind of putting out there. That Donald Trump, on a personal basis, told Michael Cohen to go in and jimmy polls so he'd get better results. Hate to break the news to everybody here. People do that all the time. So, for example, let's say AL.com has a poll that's up there. The campaign will go out and send out a blast email to tell everybody to go to the thing and sign up for the poll.
Yes.
And mark for the poll. That is basically tampering with the poll. It's done all the time. Any poll that you can have access to that is just a online poll, the accuracy immediately is in question.
Yes.
If you are paying somebody to do that, you're doing something stupid, particularly if you have all these names and emails of all these people where you can send that out. And you can go send out 100,000. The reason people don't do that or pay any attention to it is because the inaccuracy of it. So if somebody did pay him to do that, that was stupid. But because there were so many other better ways of doing that, particularly if you have an email list. You know, this is that kind of thinking. So this is something big.
No, I didn't. Well, I think it was unsuccessful, too.
Yeah. I mean, tell me how many times Hillary Clinton did that
right. In
a poll that, in Iowa, for example, where you had, you know, Des Moines Register sign up on the internet poll.
Right.
Or you did the thing where you go around and you put a penny in a jar at the Iowa State Fair, or a corn kernel, which is what it used to be. And, I mean, they literally used to have people with bags of corn handing out the corn stuff, or they would go buy a whole bunch of it, and you, for each kernel, you'd make a donation and hand it out to people. Tell them to go over and do that. This is nuts.
No, when I saw this particular story, also the Twitter account, Women for Cohen.
Yeah!
I thought this
I want the women's account for Joey and Dan.
Right, exactly. But I want it to be organic. I don't want to pay some firm for it, you know. It's just, when I saw that headline, this particular story on Cohen, there are others, but this particular one, I thought this is just funny.
Okay, so now we're going to move into the story that hit this morning, and the timing is very interesting. So you had one where Cohen is saying, I jimmied with some online polling. To me, no big deal. I did it the direction of Donald Trump. You know, no, you didn't. I don't think you did. But even if you did, no big deal. That's supposed to be election fraud. Some people were saying this morning, no, it's not. You guys just kind of make this crap up. So Paula Reed, though, actually picks up a news story. And that is Cohen was directed by Donald Trump directly to lie to Congress. So I want you to listen to the story, and then we're going to kind of take it apart here.
The new chairman of the House Intelligence Committee is vowing to investigate a bombshell new report about the
bombshell.
President, according to a report by BuzzFeed News, President Trump, quote, directed his longtime attorney, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress about negotiations to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. The report cites two unnamed federal law enforcement sources involved in an investigation of the matter. Democratic Chairman Adam Schiff calls the cover-up allegation among the most serious to date. We will do what's necessary to find out if it's true. Paula Reed is at the White House.
Back in November, Cohen admitted that he lied to Congress when he said those Trump Tower talks ended in January 2016, when in fact they ended 6 months later. Now BuzzFeed News is reporting that special counsel Robert Mueller has uncovered evidence that the president directed Cohen to lie to Congress, raising new questions about whether the president sought to suborn perjury or obstruct this investigation. A bombshell new report from BuzzFeed News claims President Trump personally instructed Cohen to lie to Congress about the president's business dealings in Moscow. The revelations were reportedly discovered during the special counsel's investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election through Trump Organization documents and multiple interviews with witnesses. Cohen then reportedly verified the information in interviews with the special counsel. Cohen has previously said he committed crimes for the president out of loyalty.
I gave loyalty to someone who truthfully does not deserve loyalty.
He was trying to hide what you were doing, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So Paula Reed is CBS. This is CBS This Morning. I couldn't get the Today Show portion of it, but they basically said the same thing. So let's continue on with the story, the Cohen story, that Donald Trump directly asked him to lie to Congress.
According to the BuzzFeed report, two unnamed federal law enforcement officials say Mr. Trump was also in favor of making a trip to Russia during the 2016 campaign to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin.
First of all, I don't know Putin, have no business whatsoever with Russia, have nothing to do with Russia.
During the campaign, then-candidate Trump repeatedly denied having any business dealings with Russia. He then backtracked those statements last year.
We had a position to possibly do a deal, to build a building of some kind in Moscow. I decided not to do it. The primary reason, there could have been other reasons, but the primary reason, it was very simple. I was focused on running for president.
These revelations about Cohen's testimony come just a day after Cohen confirmed reports that the president directed him to pay thousands of dollars to a technology expert to rig online polls in his favor ahead of the 2016 campaign. The president has previously denied he directed Cohen to commit any crimes. We'll hear a lot more from Cohen when he testifies before Congress next month, before heading to prison in March to serve a 3-year sentence for campaign finance violations. We reached out to the president's current personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, about this story, and he told us, quote, if you believe Cohen, I can get you a great deal on the Brooklyn Bridge.
What, if this report is right, though, what's important about it is it's not based just on Cohen. It's based on documents and other people. And that's what makes this potentially so dangerous for the president, is there's apparently other evidence.
Yeah, but this is BuzzFeed, remember, boys and girls. BuzzFeed. They're the ones that printed and published the Steele dossier before anybody else and said that the sourcing was good on it. Okay.
And as of to this date, no aspect of the dossier has really been corroborated, unless Mueller's hiding something. But even, I was looking at it last night, even the, like, Michael Isikoff and the Russiagators are all kind of having to admit in the last few days, David Corn and Mother Jones, that the early theories about the Russian collusion aren't holding up at all. Right. So now they're moving to different things.
Like obstruction.
Like obstruction and Michael Cohen.
Okay, something happened interesting on Tuesday at the William Barr hearing. Now, remember, the report we heard from Hallie Jackson was Thursday night's NBC Nightly News, talking about Cohen, not a peep about the BuzzFeed story. Then the BuzzFeed story comes out late last night, early today, enough time where all the morning shows could have it featured on their story. And with government shutdown, you have kind of an advantage of doing news that's out there. I want you to listen to the line of questioning that the lady from Michigan, Debashar, is asking Barr on Tuesday. Listen in.
Page one, that a president persuading a person to commit perjury would be obstruction. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Or any person who persuades another to, yeah.
Okay. You also said that a president or any person convincing a witness to change testimony would be obstruction. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And on page two, you said that a president deliberately impairing the integrity or availability of evidence would be an obstruction. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So did you catch her line of questioning?
Yes.
It says if she knew that the BuzzFeed article was going to come out, saying to Barr, so if somebody asked somebody to lie, that's obstruction of justice.
And it reminds me of the Jeff Sessions hearings with info on the dossier.
This is Tuesday. Thursday night, nothing's mentioned on Tuesday night, nothing's mentioned Wednesday night, right. Nothing's mentioned Thursday night. There's a Cohen story on Thursday. Not until this morning do we have anything that's about the Cohen story, but by God, that sounded like she knew exactly what she was asking. Newstone 93.1 FM, we're going to play it again when we come back, right after this.
Serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine.
The Dan Morris Show.
They say brandy, you're a fine girl.
K
you're going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our fifth year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are. Okay, let's replay this bar thing and listen very closely, because every question but one she asked has to do exactly with what Cohen is accusing the president of doing.
Page one, that a president persuading a person to commit perjury would be obstruction. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Or any person who persuades another to, yeah.
Okay. You also said that a president or any person convincing a witness to change testimony would be obstruction. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And on page two, you said that a president deliberately impairing the integrity or availability of evidence would be an obstruction. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, let's go to Newt Gingrich here, and he's going to be talking about the BuzzFeed story.
This BuzzFeed story is getting a lot of buzz, pun intended, and it's about Michael Cohen claiming, as a president's attorney, he was instructed to lie to Congress after the president became president about the Moscow Tower project. What's your reaction to that?
Listen, I agree with Rudy Giuliani. Anybody who would believe Michael Cohen, Rudy would like to meet with you, offer you a chance to buy the Brooklyn Bridge. This is an absurdity. Look, the news media will take any possible negative about Trump and maximize it, whether it's true or not, because it fits their bias and the degree to which they dislike Trump. But this is an absurdity. I mean, can you imagine any president of the United States being dumb enough to say to somebody, I'd like you to go over now and lie to Congress? It's crazy, and only the modern liberal media would even give it any credit.
Well, we'll find out what the law enforcement officials say. They say they have two former law enforcement officials that can verify. They say there are text messages and emails. That would change it if that was true, right?
Well, text messages from who?
Right. And who are these law enforcement people?
Is it from Trump, or is it Cohen who being wildly delusional?
Okay, so that's Newt Gingrich's first take of this thing. But he's going to go back and he's going to talk about Cohen directly.
BuzzFeed is who actually published the unverified dossier in its entirety, I believe.
Sure, I mean, but that's what BuzzFeed does. I mean, BuzzFeed is the equivalent of those tabloids you buy at the grocery store on the way out that introduce you to Martians and tell you the story of three stars who had anguished lives that you never knew about. But, I mean, to take what? BuzzFeed seriously...
I got to read about that.
I mean, to take BuzzFeed seriously is a sign of how desperate we are for news.
So you're not denying that, or you don't doubt that Michael Cohen said this to these investigators, but whether or not it's true is what you're doubting, right?
Michael Cohen was interviewed for 70 hours. I mean, in 70 hours' time, he could have said anything, because he was trying to please the investigators.
Right.
You know, he was desperately trying to avoid jail. So I think he would have said, if you told him the sky is orange and the earth is purple, he'd have said, yes, sir, that's exactly right. I've always thought that myself.
If there is paperwork to back up what he says and other sources to back up what he says, what is the degree of trouble the president would be in?
Look what you just did. You now have me out talking about a hypothetical of whether or not the president might be in trouble if a nutcake who's routinely lying might have, in fact, what kind of paperwork? Paperwork from Trump or paperwork from Cohen? Well, paperwork right. from Cohen is as useless as Cohen's own words.
That's what's interesting to me about this. This isn't directly from the Mueller office. The Mueller office declined to comment. This is from law enforcement sources.
Right.
And it's making me very... I'm waiting on Mueller. Like, maybe this is true, but the way it comes out and, like, the timing, as you said, with the questioning from the congresswoman to Barr, it's just way too convenient.
Did you hear your favorite person, Brian Kilmeade, how he asked the question that was the hypothetical and how Newt slapped him around like you were going to slap him around?
This is why I'm going to take Kilmeade down. I'm going to focus on that knee.
I like that a lot. Can I get tickets, free tickets for it?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do a podcast for that. So let's continue on here. And Gingrich is going to kind of slam BuzzFeed for just making you-know-what up.
It's interesting about this story. You know, BuzzFeed's hanging it on these two unnamed law enforcement personnel. Apparently, the reporter never actually saw with his own two eyes, according to what he told another network this morning, never saw that material himself. So he's taking it on whoever he talked to as, yep, I'm telling you the truth, buddy. This is it.
But I don't blame BuzzFeed. Look at the New York Times does this all the time. The New York Times had a story last week about Trump was a Russian agent as the huge headline. Mm-hmm. When you get to paragraph 9, they say, you know, there's actually no factual evidence of any kind that this is true. But they managed to get a big headline and a long story, all of it from unnamed FBI sources. So if the New York Times can take trivia and trash and turn it into a page one story, why can't BuzzFeed?
Bingo.
Wow.
So in other words, what we're going to get to is that we had a story about a story, which is what we always talk about here. And then when you kind of really get down to it, yeah, they didn't really see with anything. They were just told. And who is the tellor here, and how do they know? Is this the U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of New York? Because that's who's handling the case.
If it's law enforcement, it sounds like FBI, and not the people actually handling the case.
Newstown 93.1 FM. Still at it, that old FBI. And is it former FBI or is it current FBI? We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.